Welcome to the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson and Dr. Pat. Are you curious to learn about your soul level purpose? Do you want to explore how you can move forward in your life in a way that's more in line with your purpose and values? Have you ever been told to just ignore that little voice inside? Then you are already aware of your knowing. This show is an opportunity to hear my story of uncovering my personal wisdom and to learn to do it for yourself. Be fearless in trusting your body, intuition, and inner knowing. Get ready to step into your wisdom and bring forward your authenticity. The Personal Wisdom Show starts now. Welcome, everyone. My name is Mita Johnson, and I am so delighted that you are joining us here today on the Personal Wisdom Show. It's always fun to be here when it's slightly unexpected, and we got invited to do a special New Year's presentation. And joining me today is my friend, Mary Zahorsky. Mary is a dear friend and a colleague, someone who I believe I share many passions with. We have a love of travel, a love of helping people, being coaches, and connecting with wisdom. And I've invited Mary today to share some of her wisdom with you, as well as explore this topic of what does it mean to manifest or to grow into the best self that you want. Mary comes at this with a really phenomenal background. She really focuses her work on helping individuals and teams navigate through a whole person conversation and connection. She helps you align with your spiritual and your physical self and really brings the most out of your humanness and your human being. She comes to that space with a number of credentials. She has her ACC through the ICF, that's the International Coaching Federation. She's a certified safety director and has spent many years working in the transportation industry. She's also a positive intelligence coach and also certified success coach like me. So I'm excited to have Mary join us today. Mary, welcome to our show.
Hi, thanks, Mita. That was really nice for you to say all of those things. I'm really excited to be here today.
Awesome. We wanted to talk today about kind of our take from a wisdom standpoint and being the mature, wise wisdom women that we claim ourselves to be on really the difference from New Year's resolutions, which everybody talks about this time of the year. And at least in my experience and observation, most of us fail miserably at. We set all of these things. We think it's a good idea. We're really, really motivated in January. And if you're one of the lucky few, you're still kind of working on them when it gets to February. So for me, I encountered the language shift in my journey from New Year's resolutions to making committed choices. And those for me are the things that I promise to do for me. And there's a bit of a different way of thinking about it and getting into it. And when you and I were talking, you were using the word manifestation. And that's sometimes a loaded word for people. Would you mind sharing with us really what manifestation means to you?
Yeah. For me, when I think about my choices, I am putting into words what I want to have happen. And how am I going to be making that, creating that, and having all of the things I want have happen? I do that through intention and manifestation. And I truly believe that when you put intention behind a manifestation, it's going to move you into action to go toward the things that you want and not back away from that in fear or with your judge or anything like that. So that's what I mean by it. It just is a word that has power and strength behind it to move you toward something.
You used a word that really captured me, and that was the word intention. Mm-hmm. And what brought forth for me is intention is something that we choose to do. Mm-hmm. And when we have an intention and we pay attention, then things happen. And I think everybody's heard the saying, what you pay attention to is what get measured or monitored, if you want to use the corporate language. But we're really talking about the same thing in our personal life. If we bring something into that focus or an intention to do something, We then have to choose to pay attention to it and actually do something with it. Mm-hmm. I think sometimes people think manifestation just means, oh, I think about this and it's magically going to appear. But that's not my experience. Is it yours?
No, it is not mine either. No. You know, I do have friends and colleagues that have more of a knowing, they say. It's a knowing. Mm-hmm. But that's for things that are going to happen. But that's not really manifesting. That just sort of, things just sort of come to them and they just kind of know that something is about to happen. Manifesting for me is a doing. It's not really a being. Mm-hmm. So I know you talk a lot about the differences between being the human doing and the human being. So yeah, coming up with manifestation is the idea of what you want.
Mm-hmm. You know, some of the things that you hear out there in the common culture right now, when you start to enter into the words manifestation, is along the lines of law of attraction. Mm-hmm. And there's, you know, the prosperity gospels and all of this stuff in pop culture out there. And for me, we're talking about something that's fundamentally different than law of attraction. Mm-hmm. My take on it is that's something that, again, if you think it, it's just going to magically appear. And we're talking about human doings. What are we going to do as a human being to bring this forward into our life this next year? And obviously, I want to attract what's positive and what's good and what's useful. And I think mindset's really one of the ways that we get there. What experiences do you have with mindset in terms of law of attraction?
You know, boy, that takes me back. You know, I followed the law of attraction back in the 80s, I think, when it first came out, that, you know, the movie and the book and everything. And I tried. And I think they use the word manifesting a lot in there. But for me, that didn't really, nothing really would happen. But, you know, I think that your mindset, when you put your mind to something, you're going to take action and you're going to manifest what has happened, what it is that you want, that you're thinking about, right? You're going to attract that to you because of the things that you're doing.
Mm-hmm. So why are we talking about this today? I mean, it's New Year's. Why is New Year's the time? Why do we do this to ourselves? Why now? Why does it matter to set these intentions at the point in time when the earth is at its darkest? Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're kind of buried. I know where you and I live, we just got dumped on with snow yesterday. So mm-hmm. it's kind of that, you know, introspective time of the year. So why now? Why does it matter?
I know for me, it's a time where, because it's so cold, and it's winter and it's dark, you know, at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, like, come on. I know for me, I take it as a time, to really reflect on where I have been and where I want to go. So, you know, I would say half of December and then probably most of January, I use the tools that I have to decide how I want to design my life for the next year. And how I do it is I do it in chunks of quarterly. I do it quarterly. Mm-hmm. So that, you know, and then I work those quarters down into months. That's just kind of a tool that I use to design what I want in my life and what do I want to have happen and how am I going to get there?
Yeah, I don't use a quarterly method, but I like the calm of this time of the year with the dark and the peace. And there's something magical about a brand new calendar. You know, that fresh, clean slate, that chance to start over again, to think about it in a new way. So for me, New Year's resolutions come from that brand new calendar starting point that happens to be in that quiet space that lives in our life right now.
Mm-hmm. That reminds me of the first snowfall and that peaceful, quiet snowfall that falls, you know, like a snow globe for anybody not living in the North Country. You know, it's very quiet and peaceful and fresh. And like you said, starting over and you have the chance to change your mindset. You have the chance to, you know, reignite your life and do something different.
Mm-hmm. You just used a phrase that reignite your mindset. You know, that takes me to what is it that we believe? Because a mindset is typically founded in a belief. And we're going to go to break here in just a minute. When we come back from break, I'd like to dive a little bit into what our beliefs, kind of the powers that they hold over us, and how that might connect to what we're talking about in terms of setting intentions and manifesting the positive and the good that we want in the life that's coming forward. For those of you who are listening, if you would like to learn more about my friend Mary Zahorski, you can find her at zvisioncoaching.com. She has a webpage she's working to build and expand on, but it tells you a little bit about her and how to find her if you're curious to see what it would be like to spend some time with Mary as part of your life, perhaps as a coach or advisor or a connector. So Mary, what would you like to add about yourself for our audience as we get ready to go to break?
Well, I guess, you know, I work with your visions. Obviously, my name is, you know, starts with a Z. My last name starts with a Z. And I work with vision and I work with value. Over the years, I've learned about people and their values and helping them to discover their values and bring them out. Helps them to do that manifesting and set those intentions that coincide with their values. So that's kind of the work that I do, and bringing those visions that they want to align with their values.
Lovely. You're listening to Mita Johnson at the Personal Wisdom Show, and we'll be with you right after our break.
Are you ready to find out who you really are? Are you ready to have fun and listen to the soul part of yourself? Indulge in a deeper meaning with Laura Goldstein, host of Coffee with the Universe. This show will awaken that true self hidden deep within you and will get you energized on who you were created to be. So go ahead, grab your cup of joe and experience Coffee with the Universe with Laura Goldstein on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
So how do you value your self-worth? Join Dr. Pat and Sabrina Wright as they introduce Sabrina's holistic approach to self-care and inner peace. Get empowered to make decisions for yourself. Change your view of your own value and learn the tools for investing in who you're designed to be. Live the good life every second Thursday at 11 a.m. Pacific on the Dr. Pat Show featuring Sabrina Wright. To learn more, visit sabrinaiswright.com.
Are you ready to put down that drink or drug for good? Are you struggling to maintain your recovery from addictive behaviors? Do you need help with a family member or loved one who's in early recovery or battling addiction? Get the help and guidance you need by arranging a recovery recharged phone session with me, Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, certified life and recovery coach. Call 1-800-889-1757. Make an appointment today. Or go to my website, pushybroadfromthebronx.com, and click on the link that says Recovery Recharged. Don't wait. Get the help you need today. This is Ellen Stewart, Pushy Broad from the Bronx, on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Have you heard about shifting the collective vibration and consciousness on the planet? Join me, Kimberly Barrett, on the Sharing Love and Light show every first and third Tuesday at 4 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Eastern at TransformationTalkRadio.com to explore the depth of vibration and consciousness on our planet and learn how you can shine your love and light. To learn more, visit SharingLoveAndLightShow.com.
Welcome back. You're listening to Mita Johnson with the Personal Wisdom Show. With me today on our special New Year's episode is my friend and colleague, Mary Zahorsky. And we've been talking today about the transformation for us of New Year's resolutions from a resolution to a commitment and a manifestation. Man, I can almost talk today. You feel like a Monday. So for me, New Year's resolutions aren't the right way to think about the world. To me, it's about making commitments to myself about what I want to bring forward. And Mary shared with us kind of her thoughts around manifestation and what she brings. And just before the break, we were talking about intention and attention and mindset. And that really led me to think about what is a mindset and why does it matter? So for me, a mindset is a belief. And every one of us has a set of beliefs, whether they're conscious or unconscious. And in some of the work that I do, I partner with my clients around really honing in to know what those beliefs are so that they can make a conscious choice about whether they want to continue to be in that space of belief or whether they want to shift or alter it. So one of the things that I got intrigued about as I was thinking about our time here today was, how did that power of what you believe impact and affect what you choose to commit yourself to, what you choose to manifest into your life, and what your success rates? So, Mary, do you have any thoughts on how beliefs fit into that with the work that you do with your clients?
Boy, that brings me to think about purpose. And I know that you do a lot of purpose work and you know, both of our practices are, the foundation of it is purpose. And, beliefs, I believe, come from your purpose and whatever that purpose is helps to form the beliefs that you have, and keep you within that purpose. And of course, I really think a lot about values. So, my beliefs are born from my values as well as my purpose.
And I think that's a really great connection for people to think about if they don't know what their purpose is and they don't know what their values, or if they've not taken the time to put the language to them. Maybe they have that inner knowing, that wisdom that's there, but language is so powerful around what we're talking about today. Even back where we started, using the spoken word to say, what is my commitment for the year? What is it that I want to manifest? When you can speak about what your beliefs are and your purpose and your values, I think it reinforces those. So many of the people that I work with have really ingrained beliefs that often come out of childhood, and they often get in their way. People's beliefs tend to show up as the negative. So as you think about creating the transformation for yourself in a new year, one of the really powerful things that I like people to think about is, what am I actually believing about what I'm wanting to do? You know, the classic one is, I want to lose 10 pounds. Okay, well, you can lose it and gain it back again 59 times. So what is it that you really are trying to get to? Do you really believe that you can do this? Do you really think that you can? Or are you getting in your own way? And when you can get to the source of that belief and frame it in a positive way, I think it goes a long ways towards bringing that manifestation and that positive outcome into your life. Mary, what beliefs have you encountered with yourself or your clients that kind of sometimes get in the way of this manifestation and goals?
Well, I am not enough. I really don't think I'm capable of doing things like that. Or, I can't afford it. That's a big one. I can't afford it. Mm-hmm. Those things get in the way. You were talking about a minute ago about the values of people. And I think that, your beliefs come from your values or your positive beliefs come from your values, right? And I think those are, we don't think about those often enough. We don't think about them. Our lives get so busy during the year, during the season, children, grandchildren, jobs, everything happening, that we don't even stop to think about our values. So, you know, getting your beliefs from your values, I think, is an important aspect to think about as we move through life. Having those beliefs from your values helps.
You know, if we were in the business of giving advice, which I'm not, dear Abby or Ann Landers or any of the others that are out there as we date ourselves with some of those names. But one of the things that I would really invite our listeners to think about is if you haven't started yet crafting what you want in the new year, you touched on something that might be a really, really awesome place to start. And that is, can you name your values and can you support, you know, what are the positive beliefs that are out there? And then go to kind of the shadow side of that as well. You know, what's the negative? What are the beliefs out there that really aren't serving you and that don't bring you what you're looking for to create this year of 2022 that you want to be different than where you are at the end of 2021? So something to think about out there is that how can we reframe those negatives into a positive? And, you know, you said the common one, I'm not enough. It's right. Really easy to drop the word not. I am enough. But how do you become and how do you start to believe that? You know, it's a powerful, powerful question that how do I change that belief?
Well, I use a tool that somebody taught me years ago. The tool of powerful questions, along with, you talked about, the spoken word and speaking your, what you want to have happen and your beliefs in life. I truly believe in writing them down because for me, when you put your pen to paper, you feel it. You don't just say it, you don't just hear it. But when you put a pen to paper and you write it, you see it, you hear it, and you feel it with your hand. So feeling it is an important aspect for me to finding all of that. And I write powerful questions. I talk about powerful questions with my clients. And every day I write down powerful questions. So I know you're going to ask me what are powerful questions and what's an example of a powerful question. I have a couple here because when I write powerful questions, I really have to think about them. It takes me a minute. So I do have some that I have here that I use quite often. One of them is, how can I be in a state of allowing today? And a powerful question is powerfully or is positively posed and you don't answer it. So you just put the question there and you just leave it. And as you leave it, you're going to think that throughout the day. Okay. You can think about, what is the next level for me? What am I going to do next?
So you touched on something that makes complete sense, because in my experience of personal wisdom, I hear it and I also feel it. And like you, there are many things that I say and then I need to write because it does do that full intention. I've never practiced the asking of and writing of a powerful question. So what I'm curious about is, how do you not answer it? I mean, you talk about letting it linger, but how do you not start answering it in your head or filling in the blank? How do you just let it be?
I believe that it is in the act of writing it, it is the intention that fuels the manifestation of things actually happening.
So you don't, so if you go back and share again the powerful question that you just did, please.
Okay, I'll give you a different one that might work. So, how am I going to help someone today?
Okay. So my head, because I'm, you know, an Enneagram 1 perfectionist, do this, I'm going to start answering and making a list. So to me, the act of letting it go at the point of writing it will be a really interesting way to really think about how the power of letting the questions simply linger.
Letting it go. Because how am I going to help somebody today? Just putting that out there is going to then make my mind like you. You're letting it go on the paper. You're letting it go for the moment. But your mind is going to be thinking, how am I going to help somebody today? You're going to be thinking that throughout the day, unconsciously, possibly. Every once in a while, it might come in, you know, consciously, and you're going to say, oh, I am going to help this person today, or, you know, this animal, this dog, this cat, you know, how am I going to help someone today?
Awesome. So we are about ready to go to break. And when we come back, Mary and I will continue to explore really the results of her powerful question, the release of just writing it. I'm curious to learn more about what happens when she reflects at the end of her day. So with that, Mary, can you tell them again quickly where they can find you?
Yes, I am in the process of creating my website, so you can find me and contact me through my website. It's at zvisioncoaching.com.
Very good. Join us after break for more discussion on manifestations and creating the 2022 of your dreams.
Who taught you or your kids how to handle stress? That's right, no one. I'm combat veteran Deb Lewis, and I'm on a mission to change that. My new children's book, Why is Pono Not Pono Today, is set in Hawaii. Lovable characters, Pono the Bull and his friend Kuleana, show us how a stressful situation ends happily. Look closer to reveal powerful ways to handle all types of stress. Start loving your stress-filled life today. Go to mentallytoughwomen.com.
It's time to get your life back on Burn Bright Today with Jennifer Marcinelli. Tune in each month on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Learn to move from the darkness of burning out to the light of burning bright. Jennifer is redefining stress and the energetic causes of burnout, shining a light on process to get your life back. For more information about Jennifer and her work, visit BurnBrightToday.com.
Are you ready to experience full body system wellness? Tune in to the Empower Me Show with Pam Bright, a spiritual toolbox for your life. Embrace the fullness of who you are as a spiritual being, having a human experience. Pam Bright is a multidimensional healer, light language channel, energy intuitive, and spiritual transformation coach. Join her for a rich conversation about how to unlock all your spiritual gifts. Mondays at 3 p.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio.
Life can be demanding, but sometimes our wheels are spinning and we're too focused on making them turn to notice we're stuck in the mud. Tune into The Pause with me, Ellen Wyoming Deloy, every second and fourth Tuesday at 9 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio. Learn how to stop, reflect, and start moving forward with intention. And if you're really looking to jumpstart your personal development, schedule a free coaching consultation with me at ellenwyomingdeloy.com.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyaubert.com. That's drkathyaubert.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on transformationtalkradio.com to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So, get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go. Visit GetRootedRadio.com.
Welcome back. You are listening to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson. And today my guest is my friend, colleague, and partner in exploring wisdom, Mary Zahorsky. We've been talking today about the difference between New Year's resolutions and making committed choices for yourself and manifesting into the new year what's important to help you grow into your wisdom, your power, and to create the life that you want as you look forward. We've been a little bit all over the place today from talking about the power of our positive beliefs and the limitations of our negative beliefs. I've talked about the quiet of the season and the chance to be reflective. And just before this last break, we were talking about a tool that Mary uses quite extensively and that is new for me, but one I'm eager to spend some time exploring. And that's the whole concept of powerful questions. And Mary was sharing some of examples of those before break. And what really sat with me then is she has this awesome power to state her powerful question and to write it. So if you've been listening to her, if you follow me, you know that, you know, part of that human being is being in touch with your body wisdom, your personal wisdom, and knowing when it's right. And so her act of writing really reinforces that body wisdom. But she has the magical gift of actually being able to let something go. So I'm really curious to hear a little bit more about that process for her, because I don't possess that gift. So it's something I'm going to have to really think about. How do I just simply write it and walk away? So Mary, you said to me earlier that you just do it. So what does just do it feel like?
It just popped into my head, Mita, that maybe you need to hire a coach.
That's probably true.
Oh boy. You know, I really, I can't remember, you know, when it actually started for me, but I am really able to let go. Letting go has not ever really been a problem for me. If I have something, I call them brain worms, worming around in my mind and it won't go away. You know, I guess I do things that busy me, maybe make me busy so that I can get rid of whatever that is. But typically, I, especially with my powerful questions, it's the same with gratitude. I feel my gratitude. I write my gratitude every day. I've been doing that for about 15 years. And now I couple that with powerful questions, because gratitude, although it's enough, the powerful questions, like I said in the previous segment, it gives me the intention that fuels the manifestation of doing something to come about what it is that I want. Mm-hmm. Right?
Mm-hmm. So as I think about really the act of letting go, that really is in and of itself a form of that gratitude and that manifestation, because there's a trust factor behind it. Mm-hmm. So I'm curious as to what happens throughout your day. So I'm guessing that you start your day with your powerful question. That seems intuitive, mm-hmm. but perhaps it's not. Mm-hmm. So for our listeners who are curious and exploring this, kind of posing that powerful question in your mind, you say it out loud and you write it down and you basically let it go. Mm-hmm. Trust whatever spiritual entity that you connect with or however that goes. What happens with that throughout your day? Does it come back present to you? Is it something that you notice? How do you know it's still in your awareness?
I think a lot of times it is in your unconscious mindset. You talked about mindset earlier. Mm-hmm. It is in your unconscious mindset. And you asked me about a process earlier. I'm sorry, I'm jumping backwards. You know, I will write something in my notebook and then I close my book and put it aside. So maybe that alone allows me to let something go. It's a closure of something and then let it go. Because I do that every day. I just thought about that when you were talking about that. Sorry, I jumped backwards.
It's okay. That's what's great about a conversation. It goes where it needs to go.
Right. And what did you ask me then after that? You asked me...
I'm curious about how your powerful question or the response to that question shows up throughout your day then. So you've literally closed the book on the conscious process.
Right.
But I think what we're really getting into here is the act of manifestation. Mm-hmm. So once you've created that question, you've closed the book on the intention and attention to it, now the magic of the universe starts to happen. So how does that show up for you during the day?
Again, it's a feeling. I pay attention to my heart a lot during the day. I, as a human, you have to pay attention to your brain, but your thoughts. But I also pay attention to my heart and what my heart is telling me. So, as I close that book and push it aside for the day, I am unconsciously aware of what I wrote. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the day, so how am I going to help someone today? Okay, that's a powerful question. Or what am I going to do to help someone today? When that need arises, boom. It sort of hits you in the face that, yes, I'm going to do this. It's not something then that you can just pass over and push aside because you wrote that. Now it's appearing to you. So you're going to go and move forward with it.
So what you've really done is you've created that commitment to yourself on a daily basis. We were talking about commitments for the year, but you've really broken it down into a microcosm. So I might be asking a powerful question for a year. How can I make 2022 as peaceful for my soul as possible? That feels like a really powerful question for me that I want to explore. But then go ahead.
I would tweak that just a little bit and say, what will it feel like when I achieve what I want in 2022? How will I get it, but how will it feel when I get it?
So if I'm looking for peaceful, you're asking the how in a different way. So we think about setting your intention or your manifestation as a powerful question that perhaps is overarching either for an annual or a quarter or a month. Cause you talked earlier about how you break it in segments. I tend to think big goals over the year, and then I break them down into littler steps. So your powerful questions on a daily basis really could be that stepping stone to that big manifestation that you're looking for throughout this year. So it's a really interesting way to think about that. Have you used the tool in that way before?
Rephrase your question. What are you asking me? I use it on a daily basis. Yes.
So do you use it as, when you think about the big goals, the big commitment, the big manifestation that you're setting for the year, do you think about that in terms of how you frame those daily powerful questions? Is there a direct connection for you, or are they kind of parallel experiences?
Well, some of my powerful questions are, directly related to the big picture goal. If I want to lose 10 pounds, that's a big picture goal, right? Sometimes, during the week or whatever, during the month, if I'm going to lose 10 pounds in a quarter, I will think, or I will write down, what is it going to feel like when I lose 10 pounds?
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So we are headed to break here in just a couple minutes. So I'd like to invite our listeners to really think about powerful questions and what they mean for them and how that fits in with your manifestations and creating your commitments to yourself for the year going forward. When we come back, I'd like to talk with Mary a little bit about how she processes the responses to those questions. And then we want to dive into some daily practices that she and I both use to really think about how we create and set those intentions, to leave you, our audience, with some ideas about how you might approach this as you look at 2022. Again, I'm talking with my friend and colleague, Mary Zahorsky. You can find her at zvisioncoaching.com, and we'll be with you shortly.
Is your life stressful and unfulfilling? Would you like to make changes, but you don't know how? Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. I'm the host of the Dr. Pat Show. I'd like to recommend The Necktie and the Jaguar by Carl Greer. This is a memoir with questions to help you change your story and live a life that's more pleasing to you. For more information or to purchase this fabulous book, please go to transformationtalkradio.com or go to carlgreer.com.
When trauma is stored in the body, it can subconsciously affect and determine our life experience. Learn how the mind connects with the body and how you can pursue your own healing and growth so that your line shines brighter than ever. On the Law of Attraction Traction with host, my mom, Corinne Beerfield, every third Tuesday of the month at 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. To learn more about Corinne and her services as a holistic, heart-centered counselor, visit CorinneBeerfield.com.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Looking for the next Can't Put It Down book? Pick up Unapologetically Favored by Courtney Cottrell, 21-year active duty master chief with the U.S. Navy and motivational speaker. See this beautiful coming-of-age story unfold through the eyes of a true leader. A testimony of tenacity, faith, and self-love that will have you embarking on your own path of self-discovery. Visit unapologeticallyfavored.com to learn more about Courtney and her work.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to Be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to Be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, CourageToBeSeen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Personal Wisdom Show with Mita Johnson and my guest, Mary Zahorsky. We've been talking about manifestation and making commitments to yourself as we look to enter this new year of 2022. And just before the break, we were exploring the practice of powerful questions, and Mary was sharing her processes as to how she creates her questions and releases them. And in my curious little, you know, controlling brain that I have, I was starting to explore how I put process to it because I'm a process person, and Mary's smiling at me because she has different processes and they look differently. So in the bit of time we have left, I think it might be useful to talk about how we kind of close out that manifestation or that powerful question process, and then do just a quick kind of summation of some tools or tips or tricks that our listeners might want to use as they think about bringing powerful questions forward. For me, when I've been in that space of creating and manifesting, I speak it open and I speak it closed. It's something that I express gratitude for or acknowledgement and amen. There's a verbal way that I kind of end when I know I've reached that state or that ideal. And Mary, you have a bit of a different approach. Can you share with us what you do when you reach that kind of culmination point?
Well, on a daily basis, I I kind of close this way. If you ever see me do that, I'm closing something right there. I will go like this. That will close something for me. So it's more of a action, mm-hmm. a visual action than it is a verbal mm-hmm. closing. You know, I do gratitude every day, but it's not really to close something like that.
So why is that closure aspect important?
I think so it doesn't linger. So you mm-hmm. are able to let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like me closing my notebook every morning, it's the same thing. It's that visual action of closure.
Mm-hmm. And I would absolutely agree with that. What begins needs to have an ending in mm-hmm. my mind. There's kind of that natural arc of how things do. And so as you think about what you're manifesting in the year, what you're calling to yourself or creating, it's really important to have a conscious approach to that until it's closed for you. Mm-hmm. Because you set a resolution or an objective or a manifestation for a year, it may not take the full year to get there. It may take more than a year mm-hmm. to get there. So I think it's really important for people to think about how they're going to feel it or know it when it comes true for them. And that comes, I think, in your powerful question language of really phrasing it in a way that you know what you're asking for so that you're mm-hmm. able to really discern what it is. You know, I want more money is a great thing to do, but that's not really clear. And you don't know, you could have more by getting 50 cents more. Mm-hmm. So it's really about being very specific and very thoughtful so that you know what success looks like. You and I are both success coaches. So here we are coming back to that core thing we talked to our clients. Circle, what's right? your measurable outcome? How do you know that's true? And it sounds kind of trite, but I think it's really important for people to think about that as they think about this commitment process for the year. What are you really committing to? How are you going to ask for it and support it throughout the year? And then how do you know when you've gotten there? And then how do you honor that getting there? So I think closure is one way to finish it, but is that the same as honoring it?
Is that the same as honoring it? Don't you think that the act of actually achieving what you are intending and manifesting is the honoring of it?
For me, I think that's partly true. But I think there's always a bit of ceremony or acknowledgement that mm-hmm. needs to go with that. You know, as a society, my observation is we do a good job of saying thank you to others or great job or well done, but taking that minute to do that same thing for ourselves, not just acknowledging that it's finished, but saying, hey, I did this. I did something good. I am enough in this. I was successful. I think there's that process that builds your wisdom and really helps you own it and retain the best out of what you wanted to manifest when you can honor yourself for living into that commitment and moving forward. So we are getting close to the end of our time with Mary today. And one of the things that we promised was to share some kind of tips and tricks and tools and things that we use when we set these commitments. Mary, would you like to share maybe your top two favorites?
I guess I use the practice of mind mapping. Mm-hmm. You know, anybody can Google that and see many different forms of it. But that's what I use to do my annual choices. And then I guess the act of gratitude and powerful questions is what really moves me to mm-hmm. manifest mm-hmm. the things that I am asking for.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. I use the approach of, you can go to Google or you can connect with your local favorite coach, but there's, you know, the typical life area map. There's 12 or 14 kind of common headings. If you're not familiar with that, that, you know, it's your home, it's your family, it's your career. So there's kind of these big slices of life. And I like to take and look at all of those and think about where I want to be different next year. And that's probably really the starting point for me. And I know we've had a wonderful, wonderful conversation today, and my friend Mary needs to leave us to join another commitment. So, Mary, thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Mina. It was great talking to you.
And if I'm sorry, let everybody ahead. Again know how to find you and whatever final message you'd like to leave them as they launch into 2022.
Well, you know, being the safety person that I am, I really want to wish everybody a really safe and healthy Happy New Year. You can find me if you're interested to go to zvisioncoaching.com. You can find me on LinkedIn. You can find me on Facebook. You can find me in many different places. So I do have to go. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, Mita. And I'll talk to you shortly.
Yep. Thanks for sharing your time, Mary. I appreciate it.
Bye-bye.
So as we think about the end of 2021, it's been a really up and down year. It's had all sorts of culture shifts, mind shifts, attitude shifts, work shifts. It's been truly a year of change. And I invite each of you as my listeners who are tapping into your personal wisdom and your body knowing to really think about what is it you want to call to you in 2022? What is it that you want to manifest, that you want to create more of in your life? Mary shared today the power of powerful questions. We talked a little bit about limiting beliefs. And we talked about some ways that you could put this into practice. So Mary uses mind mapping. I use looking at the typical areas of your life and seeing where you're full and satisfied and where perhaps there's some discontent. You know, there's other ways of really thinking about, you know, where were my successes? So are you doing a debrief at the end of this year and saying, what didn't I get done? What would I like more of? That can be a starting place for you as well. And I would invite you to use kind of the three-step process that we talked today. Say it out loud, write it so that you can see it, and then create whatever closure ritual works for you in terms of releasing it in there. And then noticing it as you progress through your day and your year, take the time to honor that wisdom that you created and notice what you're bringing forward. Is it moving you in the right direction? Honor yourself, acknowledge it when you know that it's there, and really take the time to be thoughtful and mindful about who you are and how you want to show up in 2022. You know, Mary joked that I needed my own coach. We all need our coaches. We all do that. If I'm someone that you would like to work with, you can find me at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. Or as you heard from Mary, you can find her at zvisioncoaching.com. We are here to really support you in identifying how to make the changes that you want in your life, helping you build that step-by-step, week-by-week process to create success in your life, to manifest what you're looking for, and to really lean into your personal wisdom and knowing. And there's nothing that is more rewarding than knowing you are spending time on what's really the most important thing for you. So that's kind of our thoughts on New Year's resolutions and why we choose to call them commitments and manifestations. I will be with you next week, and we'll be talking to you then really about that deep dive and learning to trust your wisdom and to know when you're doing the right thing. So this opportunity to do a special New Year's edition, I think, is a perfect segue into where we're going to go next Thursday with Dr. Pat and really talking about what is your wisdom, how do you honor it, how do you know it, and how do you live into it? So I am grateful that you've taken the time to tune into us today to hear our thoughts on this powerful topic and to invite you into a space where you too can trust your wisdom. Thank you for your time today. I wish you the best at the end of the season and a very happy new year. Talk to you soon. Thanks for tuning into the Personal Wisdom Show with me, Mita Johnson. Join me every month for a conversation on key topics that will help you think about success, wisdom, and your time here in a new way. We are all here at this time for a reason, but by uncovering that and learning to live your life on purpose, we can truly change the energy and impacts of the world, one human being at a time. To learn more about me, visit my website at personalwisdomcoachingnow.com. We all have a soul level purpose. Tune in next time to TransformationTalkRadio.com to discover yours.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.